Good morning. This is Wyoming Debrief from Wyoming Public Radio News. It's Friday, August 28th. I'm your host, Charles Palke, with these news updates from around Wyoming. A food program in Laramie halted its pickup program for a few weeks because of federal funding cuts. As Wyoming Public Radio's Melody Edwards reports, Feeding Laramie Valley provides fresh produce to around 800 people a week.
Feeding Laramie Valley's director, Gail Woodsum, says the program is struggling to pay its bills since one federal grant after another failed to materialize. That meant no money or AmeriCorps volunteers to plant produce to give away. Then, in May, Woodsum made the hard decision to stop offering shares. That's when families can choose four fruits or veggies to take home per week.
It was a slow, steady process of loss. It was even hard to recognize what was going on because some of it we were left hanging. We had programs that were approved and our contracts went forward, but they didn't send us any money. And we're like, well, where's the money?
Woodsum went into emergency mode and started soliciting funds from the community. They raised $13,000 that allowed them to resume some services, like a summer kids' lunch program, for June and July. But now, Woodsum says, she'll have to start fundraising again. For Wyoming Public Radio, I'm Melody Edwards.
Wyoming will receive more than $13 million as part of the social media company Meta's multi-state settlement. The agreement resolves claims that the company designed Instagram with addictive features, knowingly exposed young users to serious mental harms, and intentionally misled the public about the safety of its platforms, among other things. Wyoming Attorney General Keith Counts says the settlement will provide tangible relief to kids through the safety features Meta will be required to implement. Those include hard-capped daily time limits on Instagram and Facebook, limited school time and nighttime access, and push notifications, and more user-friendly parental controls. Conservation groups are requesting the government extend the public comment period for the proposal to rescind the 2001 roadless rule. The Mountain West News Bureau's Yvette Fernandez has more.
Earth Justice filed the request on behalf of several environmental groups. The nonprofit says rescinding this landmark rule affects 45 million acres of national forest land across the country. The organization's senior attorney, Aaron Bloom, says there are no public hearings scheduled except in Alaska. Bloom says people should be able to weigh in on a decision of this magnitude.
We are asking for public hearings throughout the country in accessible locations so that the public that's impacted by this rule can show up and have their voices heard.
Bloom says before the rule was enacted, the government held 600 public hearings throughout the country. Currently, the public comment deadline is September 21st. In its letter to the U.S. Forest Service and the U.S. Department of Agriculture, Earth Justice requests extending the public comment period to at least 120 days. We reached out to the U.S. Forest Service but have not yet heard back. Yvette Fernandez, the Mountain West News Bureau.
That roadless rule applies to land in every state in our region except Colorado and Idaho, which have their own state-specific rules. People can submit their opinions online at regulations.gov. The Red Desert Humane Society in Rock Springs is known to take on pets from shelters across the country to help with overcrowding. But earlier this summer, it hit its limit. Wyoming Public Radio's Ivy Engel reports.
The Red Desert Humane Society is at capacity. Shelter manager Heidi Driggs says they're lucky they have a few animals that can be housed together so they can fit more. But about a month ago,
we were getting more calls in a week than we normally get in like a month for owner surrenders. It's really weird. It's very up and down at the most random times.
Driggs says they have a running list of animals to take in locally and across the country.
We get a lot of animals from Texas and New Mexico, which are two of the worst euthanization states because they're so overpopulated.
Driggs says it's not uncommon for people to surrender their pets for behavioral issues that could have been corrected with proper training. She also recommends spaying and neutering pets to avoid accidental litters. Driggs says more adoptions and a willingness to work with a pet that needs extra training will help free up space. For Wyoming Public Radio, I'm Ivy Engel.
The Wyoming Game and Fish Department is investigating why a large number of fish are currently dying throughout the Salt River in western Wyoming. Local anglers gave the heads up to the department, which collected fish for analysis. The die-off is mostly affecting mountain whitefish, which have not shown any external symptoms. Water temperatures in the river currently remain cool. The Buffalo Bulletin reports parasites cause past events in Idaho and Montana, and the indicators on the Salt River are similar, but no specific cause has yet been found. The river will remain open for all recreational activities, including fishing. Anglers will likely continue to see significant numbers of dead or dying fish. The department asks anglers to continue using best practices to minimize stress, like landing fish quickly and keeping them in the water during release. Game and Fish asked the public to report any additional mass fish deaths. And here's Ivy Engel with a lighter look at Wyoming news.
This is Around Wyoming. Here are some stories from around the state. A missing Missouri man has been found alive after 6 days missing in the backcountry. CBS News reports the state's Deputy Attorney General, Sean McElprang, had set out to summit Gannett Peak. He made it to the top, but became dehydrated and disoriented on his way down and ended up at Scott Lake. His tent was pitched at another similar-looking lake. The Sublette County Sheriff's Office and Tip Top Search and Rescue were able to safely evacuate him by helicopter from Scott Lake. A new Lovell couple has a unique tale to share with those back home in Washington. The Lovell Chronicle reports Cass and Mike Clems spotted a badger running around their backyard. It left of its own accord, but the two are keeping an eye out in case it comes back. It was the first badger they'd ever seen. The Jackson Airport has landed high up on several lists ranking turbulence. The Jackson Hole News and Guide reports Turbly ranked the Denver to Jackson route as the most turbulent flight in North America and 10th worldwide last year. The Jackson to Salt Lake City route ranked third on the continent. And Wyoming has been named the most cat-saving state in the country by cat care brand Kitty Spout. Shelters here saved about 1,000 cats per 100,000 residents. For Wyoming Public Radio, I'm Ivy Engel.
And now for today's Wyoming trivia question. What was the first labor union formed in Wyoming? Send your answer to wyomingdebrief@gmail.com or by message on Instagram or Facebook. We'll be sure to give a shout-out to the first person with the right answer. As for yesterday's trivia question, what was the Sundance Kid's real name? Born in 1867, Harry Alonzo Longabaugh was pegged with his nickname because he was jailed in Sundance after stealing a horse at the age of 20. Hey, Sundance is probably better than the Alonzo Kid. Congratulations to Jimmy Morgan, the first person to submit the right answer. Well, that's it for today. Thank you for joining me, Charles Pelkey, on Wyoming Debrief this morning. Have a great weekend and join me again on Monday.